Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Brothers, sisters, celestial angels, brother wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on We're going to start on the, we're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the, we're going to start on the sulfo salts, and then from the sulfo salts, we're going to move to the nitrates and, let's see, the nitrates and the phosphates. Oh no, I'll deal with the next video, but the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the sulfo salts, and that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the sulfo salts with minerals, you will begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right? You know, it's the cause and effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay? This is the basic laws of karma, and we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. Alright? Karma has no time. Alright, there's no time on karma. How this is gonna happen, Karma happens when someone awakens. Alright? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time. You know, look at these orc beings. Look at all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people, killing and beating our people, and you know, displacing our people, doing all these things to our people, you know, and they actually think that karma's not going to hit them. You know, look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch, fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. All right, look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids. They call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroids, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here. You know, look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. Their people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing our people and taking our body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dried beans and rice and all kind of other food. You know, because karma's getting ready to take place. Karma is getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail. You know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum. And these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison wanted to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. you know, sterilize them, not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize, you know. Look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people, how they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport. Huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees and they dig up the land and take land away from look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians. Some goddamn Siberian humans. Gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names. And these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we're the native and we're the original people on the land. Alright? This is what they did, my people. How they dig up the ground and constantly taking the oil. And they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet has veins. This oil belongs to the planet. It's part of the balance and how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings there are there, that's barren land because all the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and the valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete and buildings and buildings and buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they're stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spray in the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other when we were once in sync and in tune with each other. Now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other, so that you have one person in the grave and they taking the organs from that one person. You got another person of our people in the jail cell. You make and you making, they making their monies through the stock market on us, whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming, and it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. We told you guys 2020 will be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma. Karma. Karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken. So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature, and this human creature on our planet, all right, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. All of them. We've already established. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. Their forefathers set the precedent, and they carry the blood of their forefathers. I don't care how much they say, oh, we are, you know, I love your black people, and I'm married to one, and I'm dating, I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that's just gonna pass away and disappear. No. It's attacking every bloodline. Every bloodline. And it ain't finished. There are three more, even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They said, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? He still carried that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. Because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us is three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land, all of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Just looking at, just thinking about it. The water. Look at all the fish that they have pulled out the water for profit. Look at all the animals that they have killed and slaughtered for profit. Got their bodies in grocery stores and freezers. Look at what they've done to the planet, to the people, to the animals, to the land, to the sky, to the seas. Look at what they've done. Karma is going to take place. And it's beginning now. 2021, we see no businesses. Karma is taking place now. This is just the beginning. We ain't even got part of the way through this wonderful, beautiful, massacre of a year. Karma must take place, my people. Because they've done too much dirt. And there's nothing where for them to go. There's nothing that they can do. There's nothing, there, nowhere they can hide, because karma is going to take place. And they will all pay. They will all pay. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angel beings. Peace to you all.
All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Spiritual Soul Sunday, Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. I'm your host, Haruda 7 Oracle. Some also know me as Keith and Boyd. And today, guys, unless you've been living under a rock or just in total denial, right, this is like an extension. As you guys know, Enhancing Awareness Radio is one big classroom where I pretty much kind of compile different lectures that I may have listened to just to kind of, you know, paint a bigger story, right? I use other people's content. And I also do put in the video credits so you guys can go like and subscribe to their channels, research their material, their work, book sessions for readings. You know, it's like a networking classroom, guys. So shout out to Brother Rick. Shout out to Alexis Maximum. Alexis Maximum, I just started listening to her, I think, late last year. And I started studying cardiology. I think that's how you pronounce it. So thank you, sis. I started studying cardiology with some of my fellow classmates that I'm in school now with, right? And it's just interesting, you know what I'm saying, to kind of have a topic and share with other people and they be intrigued by it. So cardiology, that's like reading with the cards. Like I am a reader of Oracle and Tarot or whatever, but I've been doing that for years. But, you know, there's many different avenues and areas, you know, in order to enhance your skill, right? So anyhow, shout out to Brother Rich, who has grown tremendously. I started watching Brother Rich in the early 2000s, rather. And he has grown so much. So shout out to you, brother. Shout out to anybody who is, you know, helping and spending their time, right, using their time to enhance people as far as their awareness, all right? Because that's really what we're doing, guys. We're enhancing each other's awareness. So karma. So, you know, I think I titled this podcast, Is This Justice? Because, guys, you know, I often, like I said yesterday, I often, you know, you would think that a certain type of energies would have more compassion or even balance. But what I am coming to understand and overstand is that, you know, it's really not in some people's, and it's not about race, guys, because remember the podcast, Black Devils, Priestess Arset was saying in that, you know, about your very own skin color, you know, like which side are you playing on, you know, and there's no judgment, right? It's just, you know, you just have to be clear. As Eric Badu said, you have to be aware, and I cannot play the clip right now. So today, guys, is this justice? So what's really going on? And yesterday, I think I talked about the solar flares, and I think I used Priestess Arset yesterday, and she was explaining the solar flares and, you know, just being aware about what's going on in the now, guys. And, again, this is Brother Rich and Alexis Maxima. I love them. Love Alexis's energy because she's a straightforward, this is what that is type, and y'all know I love that. I don't care if it's right or wrong or indifferent or whatever. You know, just be straight up, right? So that's the energy that this sister gives off. All right? So I'm trying to find a clip, guys, because I always play it in every show because everybody explains it. Here it is. In 30 seconds.
When I say good, I don't mean perfect. I mean that you're aware.
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean aware. Right. No good if you're not aware, even if you're positive. Mm. You can be emulating something positive. You know, it's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad. I'm aware that I'm happy. I'm aware that I'm sad. I'm aware that I'm, you know, old. I'm aware that I'm new. You know, when you're aware, that's good. You know, that can take you to everywhere.
Shout out to Erykah Badu as well, y'all. So, you know, really, what's good is that if you're just this positive patsy, like there's not really shit going on a cosmic level, and you're not aware, right? So that's what Enhancing Awareness Radio truly was based off of, guys. And I kind of turned that into one huge classroom where we learn, we grow together, you know, we share together, you know, no egos, check your egos at the door. You know, I made that clear even when I had a team here. I made that clear, guys. Check all egos as well. Even if you bring your ego, you know, we always was willing to be wrong, lie, and, you know, talk it out, beef it out. You know, we done had fights, you know, you know, not physical, but we done had fights, like, on live. It, like, you know what I mean? When the team was here. But anyway, guys, to be aware, it's very important in the time that we're in now. So this Brother Rich and Alexis, I think this podcast is entitled, let's see, what did they entitle this?
Peace, family.
Saturn's Warning to the Elite, you know. So as many people say, the powers that be, but, you know, I love what Shari Zane always says, and she says the powers that were. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's a good way to kind of put it. And so on a cosmic level, you guys, you know, it's kind of like this energy that is in power that does not want to let go. Talk about letting go, honey. You know what I mean? So, but there are things happening, again, on a cosmic level that has to happen. And as Brother Wisdom explained, guys, and again, my video credits is going to be in the show notes after the podcast. Should be anyway. But if you do not see them right away, you guys can always contact me in one of the show notes. You're going to see my link tree. You know, click me and contact me. And, let and, you know, just tell me I forgot to put some fun for a lot to get, guys. But anyway, so, yeah, as Brother Wisdom was saying, you know, karma, guys. And, I mean, I always say anything done in the shadows is always being recorded. And, I mean, the spiritual monitoring about what's really going on. So, really, guys, are there really any secrets? Are we really getting away with shit that we do that we think no one else is watching? Or does that come back to bite us at the most opportune timing of divinity? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, okay, are certain things that are happening in the shadows, or is it really worth it in the aspects of wanting to dominate and control and keep people at a certain frequency and at bay? So mother's been watching, and not only mother, but divine father. It's just on a cosmic level about the shit that's going on. And Brother Wisdom was saying what the clip I just played, that was 2020. So fast forward 3 years to what's happening now. All right? And that brings us to what I did yesterday on Solar Flares, guys. So as I always tell y'all, do your own research. I introduce you guys to many different lecturers that I love and that I admire, and I put the video credits in the show notes for you guys to go link and subscribe to their channels and network. You know what I mean? So that's what's really about here, networking. And that was, so I think this was 3 months ago, what him, so fast forward to 2023 about the shit that's going on now. So that's what this lecture is about. I hope you guys enjoy. As you know, I'll come in and out if need be to kind of pause and talk about key points, but let's hear what they got to say.
Peace. We should be live right now. We should move the Buddha mic closer to me. Although we should be live right now. What's good with y'all? Got a great show for y'all tonight. Try to be more on time for y'all tonight. Brother Richard doing better. I want you to get comfortable, hit that like button, hit that share button, let the friends and family know that, you know, some important information is about to come on YouTube. As usual, we're going to get to a couple of ads, and I will bring my guest on in about 1 minute, y'all. Get comfortable. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Had a bad dream? I have dreams too. Some parts are scary and some parts are fun. Always remind yourself, it's only a dream and everything will be okay. I had a dream about being in a forest too. Check it out. My pet Petey was with me. Order your copy of Kayla Petey the Forest on Amazon today.
With your AKA Goddess Guru, let me tell you something.
When you think about magical people that seem to be manifesting the life of their dreams, those that have enough resources to do what they're called to do, and it just seems like the universe unfolds for them, it's no accident. Many of them are working with supernatural tools. I have created such a tool with my 2023 Angels Unleashed calendar. Go to VickiPlanet.com, buy them by the dozens. Let me see you there.
It's the Numerovational Session with King Diamond. Text your full name and date of birth to 347-496-1022. That's 347-496-1022. And get my book on Amazon now.
All right, family. Like I said, we are live. And without further ado, I want to welcome back Aquarius Maximus. Welcome back. Oh, you on mute?
Hey, sorry.
All right.
I ring my doorbell.
All right. Yeah, peace out to Aquarius. Good to have you back on here, Aquarius.
Thank you.
All right. Indeed. So what's been, everything good?
Everything is great, like great. I'm just preparing for this energy that we have, like trying to work with it in advance. So,
indeed. Some important things I want to talk to you about today. A couple of things I keep hearing about, and something that you wrote that's pretty, that caught my attention. You said, let me pull it up real quick for the family. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, while I pull this up on Instagram, just a couple of announcements. Any of y'all know of any schooling, like early education schooling in the Atlanta area? Let me know about it. My son, I've been doing the home tutoring thing for my son. But hold up, I'm trying to look up this Instagram. But, I want my son to socialize and be around more children, so I'm just investigating these different pre-K schools in Georgia. So if any of y'all know about the, Kandinsky Academy, okay, all right, I'm going to look into that Kandinsky Academy. Yeah, any of y'all know about it, let me know. Please let me know, definitely. Everybody keep commenting on your look. They like the new look, Aquarius. They like the new look. They're like, that's Aquarius?
I don't usually like to look like this. I had a concert to go to, so I'm like, oh gosh, I gotta look dolled up. I don't want to look dolled up. Sorry.
Yeah, so definitely y'all, let me know, any of y'all, let me know about the schooling. Definitely know about the schooling. Let me pull this up on real quick so I can show y'all what I'm talking about.
All right. The lodges and families are aware that none of their high-tech plans will move forward until reparations are paid. Wow, what a statement.
They will instead lose billions until the debt is paid, Saturn and Pisces. Aquarius Maximus, you got some explaining. Then you wrote, karmic debt is real. You got some explaining to do with this one. What does that advanced, you know, it's like the AI wars right now with Microsoft and this one and that one. So you're telling me that they cannot move forward because it's the big shift, the technological shift, the huge technological shift that's about to happen. You're telling me that none of this can happen right now in this time until
the debt paid.
You explain that to me, please. Let me know what you mean by that.
So interestingly, the last time Pluto was in Aquarius and Saturn was in Pisces at the same time was roughly around 1788. And 1788, roughly around that time, is when they established the Treasury. The Department of Treasury was created around that time. And the very first thing that the Treasury had to do was, guess what? Pay the debt off. They had to pay the debt. They had to pay their debtors to places like England and everybody who financed the wars, right? The Confederacy, who had been financing them up to that point. So they literally created the Treasury with the intense purpose of paying debt first, right? So it was like, we got to pay these people off. And then once they were able to allocate what monies were being used to pay off, then they were able to move forward with the formation, with the true formation of the United States and all of that. Another interesting fact is the very first reparations case was filed in, 1783, right? And that's when Pluto was in Aquarius. And it was filed by a black woman. She was Ghanaian. She was a black slave. She was kidnapped from Ghana, and her name was Belinda Royal, or Belinda Sutton. And she actually wrote a petition for repayment for her being kidnapped and held in slavery. So that was the very, very first instance of a declaration of reparations. She did win. She actually won her petition when Saturn went into Pisces. So when Saturn went into Pisces, John Hancock signed the decree. It was approved by John Hancock. And this is cited as one of the first reparation cases. So she was to be paid, some yearly pounds and some pension payments for being a slave.
Mm-hmm.
So this happened, again, when Saturn was in Pisces and Pluto was in Aquarius, right? Mm-hmm. And what was so key about this is she made a petition. So if you know anything about Saturn, Saturn is about not just declaring things with your mouth. It's about putting things on paper. So it's about codifying it and on paper, making it real, right? So this is like a spell. You know, the witches write stuff on paper. It's called a petition, right? So when you write it on paper, you are really evoking Saturn to come into this situation and enact this karma, whether this karma is on another person, on other people, or, you know, and in this case, this was on the debt. So now, fast forward to Pluto's in Aquarius now, and Saturn is in Pisces. I've been talking about this time for a long time. I said they're going to have to pay reparations now, right? The card of karmic debt is the Six of Diamonds. And if you look at my app, I have the Six of Diamonds listed there, and it says karmic debt, right? That's about repayment. And people have to know about the science of karmic debt and repayment. When you owe with the Six of Diamonds, what it will do is it will slow down everything. Everything that you're trying to do, nothing will solidify. Everything will drag on until you pay that debt. You know what I mean? And this is, the elite are not exclusive. You know, they're not out of it. They have to pay those debts as well. So when they're enacting their plan and they're seeing instead of their plans moving forward like crypto, like the metaverse, you know, Zuckerberg is doing very bad right now.
Turning in energy fucking with Mark Zuckerberg.
Right, exactly. So he's losing billions, he's losing his investors, he's losing developers, he's losing all of these things, and people, he's getting a really bad rap when it comes to the metaverse. And so, you know, he's in that karmic repayment bubble as well. And what people don't understand is that black people, you know, whoever, melanin people of color, the common people, they play a huge role in something becoming viral, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, without them, trends wouldn't happen. You wouldn't have social media. You wouldn't have any of these things, right? So the elite rely on us to carry this information to make these things mainstream. We're the bringers of mainstream,
mm-hmm.
right? So when we're in a situation, now we've come into the realization that we're owed money. You know, we're speaking up about reparations more than we ever did. Now, that's a key thing when it comes to collecting your debt. You know what I mean? You got to know, number one, that you're owed, and then you got to speak, and you got to declare it, and then you got to write it, right? Movement has been picking up for us, right? So, again, things that they need to bring mainstream, like AI, like crypto, like whatever, it's not happening because we're not interested right now. You know what I mean? And we're, you know, we're looking at it like, oh, we're starting to look now at our social capital, and we're valuing our social capital more. And because we value our social capital more, now you got to pay more to get our attention. And you got to pay more to get us because our value is going up.
Mm-hmm.
So back during the pandemic, Saturn was in Aquarius, right? So what did they do? They gave you money then, right? And the reason that they had to give you money when Saturn was in Aquarius is because they had to repay you quickly for infecting you. You know what I mean?
Wait. So, I don't want the video to get flagged now. Watch it now. You know what I'm talking about.
But they had to pay you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They had to pay everybody to get a fix. That's a quick way to have to repay a debt. You know what I mean? So they gave people, you know, they gave people all of this unlimited unemployment. They gave people the PPP, the EIDL. They gave you all of these different payments during that time because they knew that they had to pay, right? That wasn't enough. That's not enough to pay.
That's a good point because we're thinking that they're just giving away, you know. How it was taxed, and I'm no tax person, but how it was taxed and how, you know, it was like the shit that we couldn't see. And if you don't understand mathematics or you're not a tax person, you know, I heard people saying that the money really wasn't worth it because you had to pay it back some kind of way, you know what I'm saying, where they got it back, you know what I'm saying? So it really wasn't, you know, truly worth it. I mean, that was a great time, you know, as far as giving back, but the whole purpose of giving back, you know, is what she's suggesting, that it has something to do with karmic debt. So there's really underneath all of the layers, there is not really no real compassion. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think that the debt is deeper than money. You know what I mean?
Satisfy the debt that's owed to the descendants of the people who were captured and brought over to, you know, brought into and put into bondage into different places. It's not enough. So now they're having to deal with that.
You know, when you said that, that's not enough. I was, you know, my next question was going to be, you know, when you talk about reparations, the topic has been around for a while, but it's gained a lot of momentum since about 2019 or something like that. And the most controversial form of reparations is that I've seen people go crazy talking about it, is Black people in America. When the topic of reparations come up with Blacks in America, I've seen brothers I know personally from the islands get highly irate. I've seen white people get highly irate. I've seen African-Americans get highly irate. Everybody, if you want to stir up some emotion, talk about giving niggas in America some money. You can give the people overseas. It seems like the world just goes on. But
we had Mary Fox on. She was a host here at EAR in the most recent past, and she was always talking about reparations, and I get it, and that would be great. But I often used to always think the way that we are under this whole spell when it comes to money and blood, and we'll do anything for it, you know, I think that there is something deeper that we have to balance first in order to, you know, get to that point. Because here's the thing, once we start getting all this money, what the fuck are we really going to do with it? Now, there are many people, and I'm checking myself too, guys, with my financial literacy. I've gotten better, but really, when it comes to financial literacy, what are we really going to do with that, you guys? Are we going to be wise with our spending? Are we really going to, you know, kind of devote that in a way to better this world, to better this land? You know what I'm saying? Or are we going to go to the casino and feed it back into the system? You know what I'm saying? Or are we going to, you know, buy all these cars and Jaguars and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if we are mature enough yet. You know, just something to think about. But I love the idea.
You talk about giving niggas in America some money, reparations. I see people go crazy over that. They just don't like it. So talk to me about, is that what's going to is that what's going to get this moving as far as solving their karmic debt? Because it seems as though that in particular is what roused everybody up.
See, there's a number of things going on. And one thing I wanted to add to anybody, everybody saw the Super Bowl, right? So you do know that the Super Bowl every year is a predictor of events to come, right? So this particular Super Bowl took place on a King of Diamonds day, which has that karmic debt in Uranus. And Rihanna opened up with, bitch, better have my money.
Mm.
So go back and read the lyrics, bitch, better have my money, right? Why did Rihanna open up the Super Bowl with, bitch, better have my money? She's a five of diamonds, you know? So that is related to the nine of diamonds, which is you folks out there. That was a call out for reparations, you know? So
what do you mean, on an unconscious level, you saying?
It was a call out for reparations. I said that when she sang that song and she opened up with that song, I said, oh, this is about reparations. This is a rally call to get people, you know, when she sings that song, it's a rally call. Bitch, better have my money. People are jumping up like, yeah, better have my money, you know? Don't act like you forgot, you know? This is reparations. So there's a lot of that coming through, and I think that the reason that they're in fear of us getting that type of power. And the reason being is because, you know, we're mental giants. We really are. We just don't have the capital behind our genius, because our genius, if we had the capital behind our genius, we could solve every problem that we have in our community and more, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't want to play no games like that. They don't want to toy around with you know, fate like that. They don't know what will happen when we get the power in our hands to be able to put out the technology that solves our problems. You know what I mean? So you are talking about leveling the playing field. I know they talk a lot about the Great Reset, and I know a lot of people are afraid of that. They're like, oh, they're talking about this Great Reset and blah, blah, blah. But the energy is a reset energy. That's what Pluto and Aquarius is. Pluto and Aquarius is about resetting things. But the thing is, you can't reset things and make things equal without first restoring what's old and allowing those people to have the experience of what's been robbed them first. So they have the experience of the wealth. They have to have that wealth experience, right? Even in right here in America, particularly. So there is not going to be any reset until people of color have that wealth that was robbed them first here. And then once they get that, then the pendulum can now swing back into being even, and then we can talk about more egalitarian terms in terms of us being there, but we got to have our money first.
How long did Saturn stay in Pisces for?
2.5 years, I believe, almost 3 years.
So
what'll happen is you got to realize that, you know, I went back and looked to see how they were retaining people back around the last time Saturn was in Pisces and Pluto was in Aquarius, right? So there were revolutions during that time. You know, everybody was revolting. That was the time of the French Revolution. It was the French Revolution. It was this revolution. Everybody was revolting, right? And they wanted to get the people back in order, especially the monarchy. You know, even King Charles or whatever, King Edward or whatever, he went crazy during that time. He went plumb crazy, and they had to take him out. He had to, you know, leave the thing because he went insane, you know. But people were fighting. No one would – they couldn't get people under control, so they were putting people on ships and sending them to prison colonies in different places. So that's how around the time when they colonized Australia, that's when they colonized, you know, New Zealand, all of these different places like that. It all began then, right? And another key state during this time that was really fighting for financial equity for slaves was Maryland, which is interesting because Maryland right now currently has one of the wealthiest zip codes for people in Maryland, right?
Yeah, Maryland,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, wow. Maryland. Mm-hmm. Maryland has some pretty wealthy zip codes for black people. Yeah, they do. So Maryland was like dead center of how we're not just going to free these people. What are we going to do to pay them? Because we can't free them and not give them no money. And this all happened around that time as well. So everybody was talking about, when I went back and I looked back at that time, everybody was talking about repaying your debt, right? Mm-hmm. And they're serious about that because they know that nothing moves forward. When you come to the time when you got to pay up, nothing in your life will move forward. They know this. This is just regular, you know, it's not even a cult. You know, the I don't like to say their name because I don't know how people are going to take it, but I call them the King of Diamonds, but some people may call them the Jewish, right? You know, they have a Rosh Hashanah, what is it, during the harvest season where they have to reconcile their debt every year. And it's a karmic thing. They know this. They know that debt must be reconciled, debt must be settled, because when they renege on their debt and they don't settle their debt, then their business is not going to do well. The banks are going to lose money. Money is going to lose value. Everything is going to happen.
So the banks, the situation going on with the banks is another result of Saturn, like you're saying.
Yes, because remember, this bank, Saturn just, Pluto just went into Aquarius the same time that the first bank failure, this bank failure hit the street. You know what I mean? Mm. So when Pluto went into Aquarius, that's when, Silicon Valley Bank had its mishap. You know what I mean? So they swooped in real quick to try to save that bank because they didn't want a tumble effect. But they are getting a tumble effect. Their people are withdrawing their money. They're just not making runs on the bank like they did on the street. But nowadays, you can go on your online bank account and move money that way. You know what I mean? So, you know, so there, it's everything since the pandemic is silent. You know, they had this thing called silent quitting, right? Or silent this, silent that, right? So now they have a silent bank run. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's a bank run that's happening, but it's happening in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want other people to know that that's what they're doing. They don't want it to get out because these are startups that have millions of dollars, and they don't want their investors and other people to find out that they're silently moving their money out of there and probably putting it in crypto and other places.
Mm. So my next question would be is, some people may think that, okay, if they do, some debts can't be paid with money. Some debts, like, you know, you take a family member's life, money just ain't going to suffice.
Now, let me tell you, the ancestors deal with money. We got to stop that. We think that they created money. They didn't create money. We created money.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if somebody take a loved one of yours and then offer you money, that's not enough for the life that was taken.
It's not enough for you, but that's what the ancestors want.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, that's
money, because when that person is gone, this is supposed to be money that is passed down through the family. So when your ancestors are planning on returning, when they come back, they want to make sure that you're set. They want to make sure that they have resources. You know what I mean? So they leave these things behind. When our ancestors and relatives die, oftentimes they die poor. We be like, oh, they didn't leave us anything. When I do a reading, I see that they left you something. They left you an opportunity. You know what I mean? So it's up to you to find that hidden money or that hidden opportunity that they're trying to help you to get. But yes, they're very concerned about money on the other side, and they want to be repaid for these atrocities or whatever takes place.
Mm-hmm. What planet, you talked about black folks being viral. Is there a certain planet that governs going viral, like that has that energy, that viral energy?
Mercury, Uranus. That would be a Mercury, Uranus kind of energy. It's very unstable. You know, it's like when you get hit with sudden success, there's an I Ching hexagram, I can't remember which one, that talks about you being hit with success just as traumatic as a catastrophe. You know what I mean? And I actually wrote about that before. It's like the in the tarot where they got the tower card, right? Mm-hmm. The tower, you can pull the tower, and you might think that it means something bad, but it could actually mean that you go viral. It can mean that you all of a sudden you hit the lottery, right? Because that's something that's going to turn your life upside down, being suddenly hit with that stuff. So, yeah, it could be, you know, viral is an energy. You know, and it's the energy that we create. It's the energy that's how we move. It starts as a low, you know, conversation on the street. It goes underground. And then the next thing you know, years and years a couple of years, it becomes mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes mainstream because of us. It becomes mainstream because we put it in the vocals. The vocals are powerful. You know what I mean? Like your throat chakra, your vocals, and your speech is a powerful, persuasive energy, right? And they need you to talk about it. They need you to be excited about it because that's the part that they're relying on so that they can be successful and make the money.
No, indeed. Wow. So with Saturn, you know, there's this thing called Father Time. They say nobody escapes Father Time. But there's all the pages on, you know, there's pages on Instagram and that be like refers to Saturn as Mama Saturn. Do you think by referring to Saturn as a masculine energy throws off our ability to tap into the energy of that planet that may bring us some good?
I think so because it makes us afraid of it. Because we're picturing Saturn as the old man, the old white man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it makes us afraid because Saturn is the debt collector. You know what I mean? Saturn collects debt. So where Saturn is moved, whatever sign Saturn moves into, that's where it's going to be collecting debt. But when it collects debt, it also issues the money that it's supposed to go to or the debt that it's supposed to go to. So it's not just the collector, it's the issuer. You know what I mean? So you don't want to be afraid of it. It is also what's going to make sure that you get paid and you get your money. That's why when you go to court and you sue somebody, it takes so long because Saturn is involved. You know what I mean? When you do a lawsuit and you get hurt, right, you wait a year, 2 years before you actually get paid because Saturn is involved. Saturn is responsible for issuing the funds that are being collected from that debt. I see people in the comments saying there's no such thing as that. Are you crazy? Like, you've got to be kidding me. There's a big thing. And because I'm a six of diamonds right now, I'm a four of clubs, making me a six of diamonds. I'm in my Jupiter years. I have debt running through my blood. Like, I'm keenly aware of debt. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like people who have a six of diamonds, like you can't sleep when you got debt. Like debt will like kill you. You feel it. You know,
right.
You're a harbinger of that. So I'm keenly aware of it. And one of the things that I recognize with it is when you have a debt, how everything in your life slows down. You know what I mean? You want to do something and you want to put this thing out and it's just slow. It's just dragging on. But a way to speed it up is to go back and to pay your debt. I tell people that. Like, if you want something to move forward, if you want something to take off and it's not taking off, go back and see where you may have some debt that you need to tie up. And then when you tie up those debts, those people are no longer pulling those strings, those psychic strings on you. Because people pull psychic strings on you when they feel like you owe them something. You know what I mean? Like they send psychic darts at you. The twin card to the card for debt is the seven of clubs, and that's the card of curses and hexes. You know what I mean? So these people, they send what? Curses and hexes your way until you resolve that energy, and then that energy, you know, tones down.
Wow, that's interesting. So, you know, there's a lot of people that be out there borrowing money and not paying money. So you mean the person they owe the money to, they could psychologically, you know, affect them because they owe them money?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
There are debts. There are some debts that existed before you were even born that you have now inherited. You know what I mean? You may be living in a home taken from somebody. You know what I mean? Unrighteously. You know, so you're suffering from all types of issues because you have a home that's supposed to belong to someone else. Or at least belong to their ancestors, their descendants.
There was a situation where a black family where they bought a home and they found out years later, I seen this story like 2 years ago, and they found out years later that the home they bought, one of their ancestors lost it during slavery. And they had no idea when they got the home that it was in their bloodline already. And they end up getting it back, and it was like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So I guess that's similar to what you – is that similar to what you're talking
about? Absolutely. I mean, we go to the Chinese restaurant, we turn around, look, they got their money shrine on the bottom of the restaurant and their ancestor shrine going to their ancestors to – and they're giving their ancestors money. You know what I mean? Mm. So this is something that is not just indigenous to here. Most people know this, you know, and that's why back in the days in Europe, they tried to keep so much stuff in the bloodline, even the royal, you know what I mean? They tried to keep all of that money passed down, you know, keep the blood in so that they can continue to pass down the wealth to the people who are in their bloodline.
Right. Wow. This is some interesting stuff here. So in terms of, like, the days of the week and Saturn, they say Saturn is ruled by – Saturday is like Saturn or something
Saturday,
like that.
Saturday. I was born on a Saturn day. Yeah.
Saturday. Yeah, and that happens to be the most fun day for, like, the majority of the people in this, you know, in this country. Like, everybody loves Saturday. So is that, like, a day we should pay close attention to when it comes to, like, doing magic Saturday since it got such a good energy to it?
Absolutely. People got to understand Saturn goes through, all planets go through shadow periods and regular periods, like light periods and shadow periods. There was a time when Saturn did not have the same energy as the Saturn that we know now. There was a time when it, quote unquote, wasn't a malefic, right? So there was a time when it was celebrated. And the reason that it was celebrated is because Saturn is the crystallizer. It crystallizes things. You know what I mean? So if you want to make something real, if you want it to be crystallized, you need to have a Saturn component for that to happen. And Saturn also represents time. So things take time to crystallize, you know? So it's about changing your perspective towards Saturn. You know, I'm not down with the typical astrological community or other communities that make Saturn into a malefic. You know, I'm not down with that. I'm like, sorry about that. My dog ain't down with it either. But, you know, if anything, Neptune is a malefic, right? Pisces is a malefic because Neptune wears things down, you know? That over time, Neptune turns things to mush, you know? So you're talking about something that builds it up and makes it solid versus something that breaks it down. Hold on, I'm going to go get my dog.
Shout out to everybody in the chat. Well, Aquarius,
sorry,
to the dog. Okay. Yeah.
She's barking at the door. Anybody that comes to my door. But Saturday, I think that Saturn, we need to shift our perspective towards these things because Saturn represents stability. Saturn represents long-term stuff, right? But we've been short-term people. You know, even us looking at this now, we're looking at reparations like, well, you know, we waited for so long. But in the grand scheme of things, has it really been that long? Like, if you're a Saturn person, a couple of hundred years is not a long time.
Right.
Why they've been able to plan things and be 10 steps ahead of us because they're thinking the long term. They're not thinking the short term like we're thinking. They're thinking hundreds of years down the line, you know, and that's how you have to think. You have to think hundreds of years down the line. So that means you also have to think about your descendants, and you also got to think about your ancestors, which is what they do. They think about their descendants. You got to think about your descendants. That's what the Six of Diamonds is about. It's about creating a legacy for your descendants when they come after you. Because that broken legacy is actually what got us here in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Got us in this position.
You know, this is a popular question. I'm not even getting the questions yet, but I got to ask this because this is such a popular one that I hear people say when it comes to the topic of reparations, and you're talking about it from a metaphysical lens. So I got to ask, and somebody in the chat is saying, why ask for something you own and was taken? People have a problem with asking reparations because, you know, it shouldn't be something that we have to ask for, I guess they feel. What's your thoughts on that?
You got to ask for it. You got to ask for – you cannot ask for your debt, right? And it be given to you, like it be repaid, but it won't be repaid on your time. It's going to be given. It's almost like not asking, and they say, okay, I'll give you $10, right? But if you write down that I want $1 million, then they have to answer to what you asked for. You understand? So you don't want to leave the responsibility up to someone else to determine how much they owe you. That's your value and what you bring to the table. So if you value yourself, you know what to ask. You know what to ask for. You know what I mean? And if you don't value yourself, then you're going to leave it up to them to give you what they consider to be reparations. Now, there are times when we had many, quote-unquote, reparations, like when they enacted the Food Stamp Act, when they enacted this, right? During the time of the – this was something I actually talked about before, the astrological time during the time when they actually signed off on food stamps was a particular transit that was going on that was dealing with money. And this was also a karmic debt transit, right? So this was a Six of Diamonds time in the United States time where we could have asked for something – and got it, but instead, because we didn't ask for it specifically and we didn't write it down, we got food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to ask for it. You got to be like, look, you got to get around a table with a bunch of people and say, we deserve $5 million like San Francisco did. This is what our payment needs to be, $5 million, and you need to codify that. You need to write it. And you need to get the support rallied around it. And then you'll get at least somewhere around that ballpark. But if you leave it up to them, you're not taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Debt is still about responsibility. It's not just about you have to collect. Because guess what? The people who don't collect their karmic debt are punished just as much as the people who owe it. Because remember, the ancestors want you to collect that debt.
Hmm. So with this situation with Saturn and Pisces, say they do give reparations, you know, this, what we call, Dr. Phil Valentine calls the parasitic elite, they do give reparations to, you know, the descendants of you know, the people who suffered under the slavery all over the world. Are they able to go back to their evil agenda after that, and everything with their evil agenda is going to go as planned because they paid that debt? Then in 1,000 years later, they could just pay off the debt from the next. Is that how the – I'm trying to figure out how this thing works. Is that how it works?
See, this is the thing. We got to throw that evil agenda stuff out the window.
Mm.
People do what they feel is best for them and their folk.
Mm.
It's like you do what's best for you and your folk. You know what I mean? They do what they feel is best.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody that thinks you do evil.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There are people that think I do evil. There are people that think you do evil. There are people that think they do evil. You know what I mean? So the evil shit is bullshit.
Mm.
I don't subscribe to that. You know? So you got to throw that part out the window, and you got to look at it like people do what's necessary for them or necessary for their culture, necessary for their people, or necessary for their family, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? So when you get me in a conversation, we're not going to talk about their evil agenda. They're doing what they feel is right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's whatever rightness that they know, whatever their within their consciousness, they think they're doing what's right. Mm-hmm. They're not sitting around saying, oh, my God, let's create this evil agenda. a lot of these agendas that wind up turning out to quote unquote be evil, they're born out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we're afraid of you, so let's do something because we don't want you to get out of hand, possibly do X, Y, Z. So it's born out of fear,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, and when you know this, people don't hold power over you. You can mm-hmm. sit to a table with somebody and have a conversation with them, but you can't sit to a table and have a conversation with them if you think they're evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's like you're giving them the upper hand. You're giving them the power. You can't look them in the eye. You're so busy just being distracted about what they may be doing behind closed doors. I don't give a goddamn what you're doing behind closed doors. Let's deal with what we're dealing with right here and right now.
Mm. Wow. I see why you in the business world. You could be a hell of a businesswoman with that.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm a king of diamonds. I'm a king of diamonds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you see the business side.
Cold-blooded. Woo! Oh, man. All right, so yeah, this is such an interesting conversation on Saturn and Pisces, Pluto and Aquarius, 2023. We're kind of almost in the middle of 2023. Is there anything in particular you see happening for the rest of the year or next year? Could you give us a preview in terms of cardiology-wise?
It is going to be codified and solidified by first quarter of 2024.
What, vibration?
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's soon?
Yeah, that's soon. Yeah.
That's a hell of a prediction, man. That's a, wow.
It's by first quarter. I'm feeling it's going to be by April 15th because April 15th is the Six of Diamonds day, and that is the card of karmic debt and repayment. The next birthday, the United States has the Nine of Diamonds, which I told you represents us, in Uranus,
mm-hmm.
right? And the supporting card is what? The Six of Diamonds. Like, let's pay them back. We got to pay them back. And Uranus is like also like to be looked at as a celebration. People are going to be celebrating because they got a check. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So they got repayment. But they have to. So it's going to be paid. It's going to be an 8-year. It's going to be an 8 of Hearts year, which is Pluto to the Nine of Diamonds, right? Mm. We're talking about a big major transformation coming to the Nine of Diamonds in an 8 of Hearts year, which is this next year, you know? So it's definitely going to happen by first quarter of 2024.
Do you think, I remember during the election, when was it, when Trump first got in, that the Asian gentleman, Andrew Wang was running for president.
Yeah, talking about the universal.
Yeah, do you think that will offset their karma? Do you know? No? No?
Not enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough. The problem is, it ain't even a problem. It just is what it is. Mm-hmm. We done got rich ourselves. We're not rich per se, but we're rich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're rich-blooded. You know, so giving us $1,000, $3,000, $5,000, that's the experiment during the pandemic. What they gave us during the pandemic wasn't enough for us.
Right.
Not enough.
Wow.
So they're going to have to come with it. They're going to have to come with some serious money, and they know this. They're losing serious money. The billionaires are losing billions of dollars by the day. You know what I mean? So they know. They know they got to come with it. They got to come with some real money.
What's your thoughts on the IRS with all of these things happening astrologically? What do you think is going to happen with the IRS?
Well, I believe that the IRS is going to change. It's going to morph. There's
mm-hmm.
always going to be a debt collector.
mm-hmm.
There's always going to be taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Taxes is a spiritual thing. It's not just a regular thing. There's always going to be taxes. Because when you have a society is supposed to be paid for by what? By taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's where you're supposed to be able to pay for the things that are in a society. So we have a society. We're not going to not have a society. There, even back years ago, one of the first documented taxes was 30 million cowrie shells that was paid to a Nigerian, I think, king.
Mm.
was paid 30 million cowrie shells.
Wow. Wow, 30 million cowrie shells. Wow.
Yes.
That's the deal. Let's get to you know, the comments. People have a lot of comments in the chat section. Y'all got a lot to say. I want to get to some Q&A before a good amount of Q&A before we get out of here. I know this is a very interesting topic. When I seen Aquarius Writer on Instagram, I was like, yeah, we got to talk about this. So
somebody asked where they're getting this money from. The country is in debt. Money is at this point in America nothing but zeros on a program.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So money is not, we all know nowadays that money is not backed by anything, and that they can, yes, they can write blank checks. Just like they write a blank check to Ukraine, they can write a blank check to reparations too. You know what I mean? So again, They can pay this. It's nothing. It really isn't nothing. They can pay this debt, and they will pay this debt.
Query is confident on that one, y'all. She's like doubling down on it. She said by next year. Wow, gotta keep an eye on this. Give me some questions, y'all. I'm gonna take some questions for Aquarius Maximus. You know, she do her thing with the cardiology. Learning about Saturn and Pisces and Pluto and Aquarius 2023. All right, let's see this super chat. Thank you for the super chat. Dude Wonder says, what does the Joker card mean? It is between the Ace of Hearts and King of Spades. I can never find any good info on this.
The Joker, another God card. Now, traditionally, it was known as zero. Right, it was the zero. So we know zero has meaning and zero exists. Mm-hmm. And back during the Egyptian calendar days, the end of the year, there were a few days that were given a break off of time, I guess you could say. So that's how this kind of came into existence. For the Joker, I actually used the card that represents the name. So in cardiology, you can get the card and you can get the name. So the card that represents the name Joker is actually the Seven of Diamonds, right? So, which is interesting because the Seven of Diamonds is one of those cards that I quote-unquote use as one of the God cards. So you can either use the King of Spades as the Joker to read off of, or you can use the Seven of Diamonds. But the Joker is a God card, so that's what it means. It has the ability, it has God-like abilities, just like the other God cards that we use. We have the King of Spades, which is the God over all things. So a King of Spades can get into anything, do anything, and obtain mastery and distinction in that thing. And then you have the Jack of Hearts, which is another God card, and which represented Jesus, right? And that's why people, even though people refer to Jesus as the Son of God, a lot of people refer to Jesus as God. And the Jack of Hearts is a God card, right? But this is a God from the passionate level. This is a God from the heart, from the loving perspective, right? And then you have the Eight of Clubs, which is another fixed card, and that's actually today's card, which is my Mars card for life, right? And this is the God of intelligence.
Mm.
So this is a God that lives in the area of intelligence, which is why I'm such an intellect. This is my Mars card.
Indeed. Aquarius, what part of the body does Saturn rule? Is it the Saturn rule a certain part of our body?
Saturn rules the bones, the structure, the bones, the all of the teeth, you know, all of those solid areas that are in your body that support you. You know, like your spine, et cetera. That's what Saturn rules.
Mm. Is there a certain part of the planet that Saturn rules as well? Like, do certain planets rule certain parts of the globe?
Yeah, absolutely. There are Saturn axes. I don't know exactly where the Saturn axes run, but I also know in cardiology, you can have certain cards in cardiology that are ruled by Saturn, and those are cards that are in certain places, you know what I mean? So you want to look at certain states, certain countries, and look at their cards and find the card rulership, and it'll tell you that energy as well.
Okay. Somebody wrote in the super chat, how do you pay karmic debt?
You know, the funny thing about karmic debt is when you spend enough time reflecting, you always know what your karmic debt is. You always know who and what you owe. You know it. You instinctively know it. You know, but you gotta be really, really open. You know, you gotta take a look at your situation and assess what blocks you have in your life. You know? So as a Six of Diamonds, one of the things that I do, Six of Diamonds tends to have karma with children. So one of the things I do is I give money to orphanages, or I give money to any type of organization that deals with children. Do I care whether or not they actually give the money or all of that other politics and all that? No, I don't. I just put the money out there because money finds its way to where it's supposed to go. You leave that up to money. Money will find its way to the karmic debt that needs to be paid. If you ever had money that came through you so fast, like you got $10,000 and the next thing you know that money is gone, then that money had a destination and it wasn't you. It just used you as a channel to go to the people that it owes, that it's supposed to go to. And when it gets to the people it's supposed to go to, it's going to be slower leaving them than it was you.
Mm. You know, Reverend Ike said one time, Aquarius, and he was real when he said this shit. He said, money is a woman. He said, it's a woman. You got to talk to money like a woman. He was serious when he said it. And he went on. I forgot what else he said, but do you look at money as a divine feminine energy?
It is. I mean, in my tradition, money comes from the deep ocean, right, which is in my tradition governed by Holokun, the deity of the deep ocean. So money comes from the deep ocean. That's why some of the first money was what? The cowrie shell. The first money on earth. As a matter of fact, the symbol for money in China, in Mandarin, is a cowrie shell.
Wow. Wow. All right. All right, let's get to another question. It's an interesting conversation. We got to rethink how we think about money. Let's see. We're trying to get to a good question.
And also, in terms of karmic debt, we talk about reparations. But waiting to get your money is not the only way you can get reparations. If this is a time for reparations and you're running a business, there's many, many other ways that you could get way more money than the people who are just waiting for a check.
Mm.
So just so you know that.
How? Question from Rasha Amen. Sorry if I said your name wrong. How does this current UFO situation tie into Pluto and Aquarius and Saturn and Pisces?
Well, you know, Aquarius is the awakener, right? So this is being awakened to things that have always been there, but you weren't paying attention, right? Mm. So now you have Pluto coming in, stirring up all of this deep stuff, like these deep, buried things, bringing it to the surface, making you aware of things that have always been there, but you didn't pay attention. So these things have always been here, right? And you're going to start paying attention more. And where your attention goes, the information grows. You know what I mean? Your awareness grows. So you're going to start seeing more things simply because you're going to start paying attention to more things. And as we get closer to Uranus going into Gemini, right? Uranus right now is in Taurus. But in some years, it's going to go into Gemini, and then the UFO shit is going to really hit the fan then, because it's when Uranus was in Gemini before that kicked off the whole earlier UFO revolution with Roswell and all this other stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Because remember, Gemini is the mind, right? And it deals with the mental and the intellect, and Uranus is the awakener. You know, so it's going to awaken you to other mental realities. You're only going to pay attention more. It's not that these things are not there. They're there, but you don't pay enough attention to acknowledge them, so they can just continue to do what they're doing. But when you get to the point where your level of acknowledgement opens up, now you see more and people talk about it. And remember what I said, what happens when we talk about it, you make things go viral. And when we make things go viral, then what happens? They become mainstream, right? Mm-hmm. So we will be responsible for bringing the collective into this notion that there are other beings and stuff like that right here on Earth. They're Earthlings just like you. They've been here probably longer than you have. You know, so we're going to be the ones to awaken the world for that.
Wow. Okay. Let me ask this one before I ask my question. If the system is falling, why do we need reparations?
They want you to believe the system is falling. Their system is falling.
Gotcha.
Their time is up. So I've talked about this before. I talked about pole shifts. And this is not necessarily just, quote, unquote, a black and white thing. This is a polar extremities thing, right? So when you polarize into extremities, you go through shifts. Just like male, female, shift, black, white, shift. You know, all of these things have their polar shifts. So we're right now in the midst of a polar shift. So their world is being shaken up. Our world is being shaken up. But we're being flipped to the top side while they're being flipped to the bottom side. This is just pure nature.
Mm-hmm. I see this comment a lot where people say, Empress Mi said, we want our land back, screw their fiat. People have a problem with the idea of reparations coming with money, and they always talk about gold, silver, or land.
Buy it. When you get the money, buy it.
That simple, huh?
Period.
It's that simple. When you get the money, buy it. Because this is the thing. When it comes to land, yes, we've had land. Other people make a claim to land. You want to be tied up for decades trying to prove who owns what? Take my money. I'm buying it. Yeah. I'm buying that land over there, and I'm buying that land over there, and I'm going to buy that land over there. And then we all squared away. There's no dispute. You know, you can't even dispute me. I'm buying it.
I remember when
We tend to do things the hard way, you guys.
Yeah.
Do things the hard way. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, I've seen so many of us do things the hard way. Instead of doing things in a simplified manner, by now we would have a whole city because we bought it. We pooled our money together and bought it. By now we would have a whole state. By now we'd have half the country, right? But you're like, no, you owe me this, so I'm going to be stubborn, and I'm just going to go perch over there and say it's mine. And then there's going to be a fight over it. And a lot of times we lose. You know what I mean? And the ancestors is laughing at you. They're laughing at you. You know what I mean? Because they're like, you'll take that same money, and you'll buy X, Y, Z, but you won't buy land.
I remember when the crypto thing was in the bull market a couple of years ago, and I was doing a workshop with Chicago Crypto Bully, and we were talking about the importance of understanding the whole cryptocurrency and how, you know, the old money system was falling. And people kept saying, no, I don't want to do cryptocurrency. I could buy gold. And we like, yo, just buy the gold with the crypto. Then I came on the show. I showed people gold, and I'm like, yo, I just got this with crypto. I started buying gold chains. I bought my gold chain. I came up off of Bitcoin, and I'm like, if only our people understood how simple this shit was.
The thing is, gold is not portable. So you take money and you put it into a portable instrument so that you can move it all across the world at the speed of light. If you want to buy gold, you buy gold with that portable money. But you still need the portable money to get to that. You know what I mean? It needs to be portable. Because I'm telling you, don't bring me no brick of gold trying to buy something. I got to see here. You know, it's interesting. I know a group that is mining gold right now, right? And they're not mining gold. They got other people mining gold for them. And I'm not going to say who they are. But the problem is they don't know how much those other people are taking out the ground. They don't know how much they're losing. You know what I mean? So they don't even know. They have no idea how much they're losing, right? So we live in the information age now, in the age of Aquarius, and where information moves at the speed of light. And data is that more valuable than gold. Get that through your head. Data is more valuable than gold. We're stuck on gold. I had this conversation before. I had it on another one in here.
Mm-hmm.
We did gold back in the iron, in the metal age. We're not even in the metal age anymore. We're not in the metal age anymore. We're not. We're looking for lighter materials. We're trying to be lighter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Our ancestors talked about gold being tied to slavery. You know, and all of that. I don't want that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it. But data is very valuable. And guess what? It's portable. You know what I mean? And you can put a value on it almost right away.
Mm-hmm.
Gold was never meant to be money. Never meant to be money. So you have to understand that. You could talk about having money, and you could talk about having gold. But gold is not money.
Somebody said something interesting in the chat. They said, so this is why they want TikTok. You hear they keep trying to get rid of TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because of the data thing in China?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. You got to understand there's already a war going on. So why would they want their enemy's platform in America spying, you know what I mean, when there's a war going on? There's an international war going on if you don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't look at the government like everything they do is crazy. Why would they want to do that? Why would they want to have an enemy's platform harvesting data in their territory? You know what I mean? We're all going to separate soon. You're all going to have your own platforms and try to hold your own data and not want other people to come in and take your data. You're going to do the same thing they're trying to do with TikTok.
Mm.
Because this is the enemy having access to your audience. Why would you? You know what I mean? Like, it just makes sense to me that they would get rid of it. I mean, I'm in tech. I'm a very big person in tech. And I can see the how it makes sense that they would ban TikTok.
Okay. Let's get to a few more questions before we get out of here. Let's see what else y'all talking about. I want to thank everybody. We got almost 3,000 people in the building. I want to thank everybody for being on here tonight.
And I'm saying, somebody said China's not an enemy. I'm not saying that China is my enemy, right? I'm saying on a national security level, right? You just heard about China is, you know, forming some. The other countries are talking about using the Chinese currency as the world reserve currency, which is going to negatively impact the dollar, right? And they're all coming together, right? So they're all coming together to do things that are going to negatively impact. So what do you think America's going to do? Like, I mean, serious. You think they're just going to be like, no, they're going to respond to that. This is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are things that are happening. These are common sense things. That's all I'm saying. It's common sense.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So if we're just going to die, why is money so important?
We're going to die.
These are things that these questions are common questions I hear a lot just in the Black community. So I think it's important that we address these type of questions because of our relationship. We have a different relationship with money than a lot of other people on the planet. But Aquarius, if we're going to die, why is money so important? Your
physical vessel. Let me tell you something. First of all, I saw one of your posts. You did a show with somebody, and I must have missed that show. But it's something that said about immortality.
Yes,
we are immortal. We're not going anywhere.
Mm.
That is melanin children, whatever you want to call them. We are immortal. We're not dying. We're not going anywhere. So first establish that. We ain't going nowhere. Right? So you take this money that you're going to get, and you invested in real things. You invested in whatever. Invested in creating your own system. Put it in your own crypto. which is what I tell you to do in Rockcoin. Create your own financial system, whatever, you know, however you want to do it. But we're not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, this is just the beginning for us. The United States is ruled by Cancer. You know what I mean? So Cancer is all over. So it says a lot about where the United States is headed. The United States was always headed towards us being in power. The thing is, you had to fight for it, you know, because the people who fight the hardest, they have the biggest triumph in the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's the human story. That's humanity, right? You watch the story of Hercules. You know what I mean? Hercules fought for whatever and only worth it because Hercules fought for it. And that's the same thing with you. You know, we tend not to value things that are too easy and that are given to us. We value things that we fight for. That's the game. We live on the gaming planet. We love to play the game, and we love to fight and win.
Indeed. No, definitely, definitely. I don't know. I was wondering what all the changes will do to the U.S. dollar, I guess that's Japan currency pair, and if we can use this to work it to our advantage. The GPY, is that, I don't know what that is.
Okay, so let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Once something becomes mainstream, it's dying, right? So reparations, guess what? It's going to make wealth mainstream, okay? So wealth as we know it, that does mean we are going to divest from the USD. Everybody's going to abandon the dollar. Everybody. You know what I mean? So what's going to happen is people are going to create their own socioeconomic system, their own money, their own currencies. That is what's going to ultimately happen. So you got to figure out when you get that money, how you can take and invest that money into something future forward for you and for your community, right? You're going to have to turn that money over real quick.
Right, wow. Oh, that's the Forex that he's talking about, the currency pair. People saying that's are you into Forex, Aquarius? What are you thinking about?
Not strictly crypto, building a crypto. Building a platform.
Okay. Let's see. Let's get another. Let's get another question. Somebody said, oh, no, not this one. If the European systems are to pay their karmic debt, why do we have to protect them against BRICS? Do you know what?
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you got to explain to us what BRICS is, whoever's in that comments.
And their systems don't exist to pay debt. They built a system that now is in debt. And it's proof that they're in debt. That's what we're talking about right now, is how much they're in debt. But the question is, who are they in debt to? They know who they're in debt to.
Okay, let's get
it. You know what? It's funny. A lot of people will say this and say that, but they're not going to turn down that money when it shows up. That's
oh, no, they're not. They just talking shit.
That's what the spirit told me. The spirit is like, y'all full of shit. I hate to tell you. When money shows up, y'all going to be stepping over each other to collect that money. That's just how, that's human nature. You're going to get that money. You know what I mean? So spirit's like, don't even worry about all of that. They're going to get that money.
That's facts. People ain't gonna be like, no, I'm not taking this.
Who you know ever turned down money that was owed them? Who you know ever turned down money that was owed them? You know somebody said, no, I'm not taking that money because it's green, it's the dollar. I'm not taking that money. I don't know anybody that turned down money that's owed them.
Oh, they said BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, China.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that recently.
Yeah.
I've seen that recently. I mean, I know things on a whole sometimes. Sometimes I don't pay attention to specific details that is circulated on the internet. I just know the general picture. And the general picture is, yes, people are forming their alliances all over the world. That's what this time is about. This time is about forming your alliance. So you are supposed to be forming your alliance as well, just like they're doing. You're not supposed to be watching them and watch them form their alliance. You're supposed to be forming your alliance, right? You're not supposed to be sitting here like sitting ducks trying to figure out what your next move is. You're supposed to be figuring out how you can come together with people and form an alliance at this time.
Mm. Yeah, I hear Isis Wisdom talk about that unity consciousness.
Right.
I hear that a lot. Okay, okay. Wow, this is very interesting show tonight. Let me see. I want to get another question because it's all right. Does she have a class on creating your own coin?
Yes. So Guap, we're about to launch a new chain. This is a sister chain. Guap is still going to be functioning, but we're also about to launch what's called an EVM, which is an Ethereum cap compatible machine. So this is a machine that's going to allow other people to come on our chain and create whatever currency, create NFTs, create smart contracts, et cetera, whatever they want to do. And what I am going to do is dedicate my time to facilitating other people launching their own projects. So that's what I'm going to be doing with this chain. So that's why I told y'all, get with me with Guap, and I'm going to take you where you need to be with your thing. You know what I mean? That's what it's about. It's about building ecosystems, and that's what I'm about. So that's exactly what we're going to be doing. And another thing we're going to be doing is we're going to be integrating AI into the build process that's going to help you build your smart contracts. We're going to build your smart contracts for you, help you build your tokens, help you build your project, you know, because that's what AI is here to do now. Like, you better make use of it, you know. So, no, you don't have to code anymore. That's going away. All you have to do is command. So what we're teaching people is how to command. And guess what? When you're a person that's dealt with powerlessness and power issues, guess what you can't do? Command.
Come on, why you got to talk to them like that for? Why you got to talk to them like that for tonight? Aquarius, come on now. She said, guess what you can't do? Command. Wow. Man, this is a powerful show. I think it's triggering to a lot of people who have issues with the whole money system and have issues when the word money comes up in consciousness. A lot of people get triggered. It's something that, you know, it's been traumatic for them during their life, Aquarius.
It's been traumatic for them not having it.
Yes.
So let's get it. And trust me, it's been traumatic because you haven't had it. And then when you get it suddenly, it can be traumatic as well because, again, you get something suddenly that you never had, and your everything gets rewired in your brain. But prepare yourself to receive now. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself spiritually so that you can stay grounded, you know, so that when you do get the money, you don't lose your mind. Because money can make you lose your mind. It can, you know, because you're not grounded. But that's what the spiritual stuff is here for. The spiritual stuff is to help you ground. Do you think these temples out there that spend all day praying, like the monks and stuff, you don't think they're sitting on a ton of money?
Ooh. They got some gold in Tibet, huh? They got some gold out there.
A ton of money.
Man, they ain't broke, Aquarius?
Hell no.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, I did a show, an interesting show with, what's her name, Vicki Dillard, on the Sibyls. You ever heard of the Sibyls? I had to order the book because I didn't know too much about the Sibyls and the Vatican and that history of that. Would you consider yourself a witch, Aquarius Maximus? Why do you consider yourself a witch? For those who, you could have just startled somebody when you just said that just now. Why do you consider yourself a witch?
The word witch comes from Wadet. That's where the word witch comes from. So that is that. That's that serpent spirit eye that's there. That energy. That IJ. That energy, especially feminine energy that we have. You know. Mm-hmm. So it was demonized because it couldn't be controlled. anything that can't be controlled will be demonized.
Right.
You know, and true indeed, we have issues controlling our own energy. We do. Sometimes our own energy betrays us, you know, but we have the spiritual tools that help us to control our energy, and that's what these spiritual tools are here for. So it's not evil, you know what I mean? But it's the energy that you need to work with. And if brothers, if you work with the women, you get access to that energy too. You know, it's that simple. But again, people fear it because it is very powerful. It is the energy of Mother Nature. It is the energy that causes storms. It is the energy that causes, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, and everything else. So yes, it's nothing to be played with.
So are we going to see, you know, you're talking about making predictions. Do you think there's going to be a drastic rise in witches in the next 10 years?
There already is a drastic rise in witches. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's why we have to work to prepare grounding for all of these children that are being born that are hyper aware of their powers and are going to be using their powers. And they are using their powers. We have to create grounding for them. You know, that means everybody needs grounding. Even I need grounding. You know, I realize how important, and that's Saturn. We were talking about Saturn. I realize how important it is to have grounding forces in your life because you can mistakenly hurt somebody. You can mistakenly rip apart your family. You know, you as a woman, you can mistakenly, you know, send somebody to purgatory. You didn't want to do that. You was just mad for the minute. You know what I mean? You was mad for 15 minutes, and you dropped a bomb on everybody. You know, we don't want to do that, you know? So we got to work on things that help ground us.
Indeed, indeed. Before I guess we're about to get out of here. Aquarius, leave your contact information.
Okay.
Let me just ask you this last thing. The connection, because somebody said, is witch a bitch? Where does bitch come from? Bobby Hammond talked about bitch way back in the day, and he said it was different from how we use it now.
So cardology, the word bitch is the king of spades, which is also the god card.
Wait, say it again. The word bitch is what? The king of spades?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
When you calculate the word bitch, it's the king of spades. So when a woman becomes powerful like that, when a woman is a king, she's automatically labeled a bitch, right? Because a woman as a king is going to have to be tough.
Right.
She's not going to be that openly nurturing, submissive, quote-unquote, woman. She's going to have to be a dominating woman, number one, and she's going to have to be a woman that knows how to say no and that knows how to cut. You know what I mean? Literally. Knows how to cut. You know, that's the king of spades. So, again, that typically is that archetype for a woman that's going to be a king of spades. She's going to be a bitch. And that's why a lot of women don't want to be, quote-unquote, the king or king of spades, simply because they don't want to be disliked or looked at as a bitch. You know, nobody wants to be that person. But when you're a woman in charge, you are that person. There's going to be that bitch archetype, period. I don't know any woman that's ran a company that doesn't have a bitch archetype that they can pull out when they need you.
So, like, you mentioned Rihanna earlier. She would have that bitch archetype, you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. Rihanna has a king of clubs in Uranus. And the king of clubs has the bitch card in the moon position. So when I get out of control, you know, when my emotions get heated, I'm going to be a bitch. That's basically what that is saying.
All right, y'all. What a show. I want to thank you. Wait, what's this here? I keep seeing another question. Let me ask this last one. Because this is good. I keep saying I'm ending, but I'm enjoying this conversation. Let me ask this last one because I feel as though somebody asked something similar in another show. So this might be a problem in our community. What if you feel your spouse blocks you from advancing spiritually?
You got to let him go.
Even if you married for 15 years, Aquarius? God damn.
I mean, marriage is not a permanently binding thing, but sometimes you got to let something go for it to come back better.
Yeah, wow.
You know what I mean? And some, a lot of people are not allowing the process of growth to happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you just got to let it go. What's yours, you can't throw away. If it's yours, it'll come back.
Indeed. Let me ask you this one now. Somebody says it seems contrary to be a bitch and feminine.
What is your interpretation of feminine? Do you have the European version of feminine? Is that the one that you're talking about? Because there's different versions of feminine out there. And what I'm realizing is that a lot of the feminine versions that our men talk about these days, unfortunately, are the European version of feminine.
Y'all gotta love this conversation. Come on, y'all. When are you gonna get spiritual conversations like this? Talking about the spirituality behind bitch, man. Come on. This is shit that Bobby talked about. People too scared to have this type of conversation in the spiritual community because they won't be labeled spiritual after having it. So you.
There's a lot of conversations people are afraid to have. I actually had a conversation with somebody today. There's so much stuff I would love to talk about. But I don't want to deal with the drama associated with it, so I don't talk about it. Even though the spirits stoked me, they're like, you need to talk about this. You need to say this. I don't need to say anything. You know, let them figure it out. But there, whatever I can say, I'll say. But we've locked a lot of the energy, a lot of the information that can liberate us, we've locked.
Because
we can't handle the truth. You know, like we can't handle the truth and we want to be like other people and we don't want to be ourselves. We don't want to really be our culture. We don't really want to be who we are. We don't want to be, you know, I mean, honestly, to tell you the truth, 30, 40 years ago, I had this conversation with my mother before, you know, I think 20, 30, 40 years ago, the quote unquote conscious people in our community, they'd be rolling in our graves at us right now. You know what I mean? Because we don't really want to be revolutionary. We don't really want to be adhering to our culture. Not anymore. We really don't. We just want what the other guy has.
Wow. Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's sad and it's unfortunate. Our standards are by everybody else's standards.
Yeah. Yeah. In terms of, I get what you're saying, the European interpretation of feminine, I definitely. I guess because, you know, people, you know, black women are the spiciest women on the planet. And that throws some brothers off because they don't see other women.
The mothers, is Mother Nature not spicy? When Mother Nature rolls up on the place and there's a tornado, is she not spicy? Mother Nature is not no meek. You know, care about your feelings kind of energy, and neither are the mothers. The great mothers are not like that.
Mm-hmm.
The great mothers will rip your insides out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, this has been talked about. This is not sweet. The mother energy is not as sweet as you think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody said mother gets spicy when need to be. Yeah, yeah. I've seen it with my grandmother and my mother, and I've seen it. First hand.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and end it there. I'm not gonna end it there. I'm gonna let that play.
It is definitely. Hey, listen, I wanna let me just make sure there's not I'm not missing something.
Okay, well he was.
Somebody said, "Is your mother not spicy?" Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. All right. So with that being said, of course, anything else you wanna leave the people with before we get out of here?
I have a book. It's called Crypto for My People. It's on Amazon. Get that book. I wrote a book. I published a book earlier this year. And get that book. I really, really, really want you to get that book.
All right. Her name is Alexis Maximum, you guys. And the video credits, did I put it in the show notes? Yes. Let me do that right now. The video credits will be in the show notes. No, I haven't put it in there yet, so let me do that now. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Go over and like and subscribe to Brother Rich's channel, guys, Black Magic 363 on YouTube. I believe Alexis Maximum has a YouTube channel as well.
But I'm going to challenge you to do your own research to find her YouTube channel. Go like and subscribe to her channel. Go buy a book on Amazon. Y'all heard her. I come from a what the fuck is wrong with my mouth? I come from a strong line of real powerful, strong black women, and I'm grateful for that. We don't always get along sometimes, but I am grateful. Well, we're getting along now. But, you know, I've actually but it was needed. You know, sometimes the challenges and spiciness from the universe, the universal mother, is needed in order to whip us into shape. You know what I mean? So it's even still gratitude in that, guys. So the ultimate question is this justice? You know what I mean? Is this justice, guys? There was a lot said in that lecture. So I hope you guys enjoyed this extension of Motivational Classroom Spiritual Soul Sunday. You know, just about everything that's going on, guys, is very important, very paramount for you guys, for us, not just you, for all of us, just to be truly aware, you know, more getting away from mainstream news as far as what being is said to us, but more on a cosmic alignment, you know what I mean? At some point, we got to kind of snap out and say, hey, what the fuck is really going on? And a lot of people know, but please be aware that, you know, sometimes what is said to us can kind of play tricks on our minds to kind of keep us in a certain frequency to where we're distracted and not really know what the fuck is really happening or taking place. Please be very mindful that your vessel is not being taken over by lower energy beings or frequencies, rather, you know, that are being fed to you by things that are unseen for a game that's, you know, kind of being played, you know, as the cold air engulfs me as I'm talking. You know, just to be aware, guys, enhancing your awareness. All right. I love you guys. And I hope you're doing well. If you need to contact me, please do that. My link tree is in show. That is in the show notes. But I'm posting the YouTube lecture in the show notes as we speak, guys. And our Brother Wisdom, his channel is Remedy H on YouTube. So please, like, go on YouTube, type in Remedy H. Please go subscribe to his channel. Great content. I love him as far as cousin and Marvin. Marvin hasn't been on that much, but cosmic updates, guys, you got to know who to listen to for that because not everybody is telling the truth. All right? All right, guys. Till next time. Love you guys. Join me next weekend. And all podcasts will be uploaded before noon every weekend, guys. Until next time.
Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to breaking men. Very deep.